This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Some changes in the rules for how some Colorado cities can grow. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more on two new laws that aim to make some communities more dense and more affordable.
One of the new laws will force many cities to allow accessory dwelling units across their residential neighborhoods. Another will give developers the right to build more condos and apartments near bus and train lines. Governor Jared Polis strongly backed both laws. They mark some of the biggest steps yet that the state has taken to override local development rules. Another law signed last week aims to cut down on requirements for costly parking spots to be built in new development. Critics say that local governments should be making those decisions, not the state. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver is shifting resources from armed law enforcement to neighborhood-based public safety efforts. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Mayor Mike Johnston announced the city's moving $11 million and 65 employees from the Department of Public Safety to a new Office of Neighborhood Safety under the Office of Social Equity and Innovation. Neighborhood safety will help communities figure out what they need from the city to keep them safe, from streetlights to more youth programming. Meanwhile, a task force working to reimagine policing and public safety is putting together a similar program outside the government. That group sent a scathing letter accusing the city of co-opting its work. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
In Colorado Springs, the city council is considering whether to create a city-operated ambulance service. Currently, the city contracts with American Medical Response to run its ambulance service. Fire officials say they can do a better, faster, and cheaper job if the city approves the proposal. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver are mostly sunny, but with the chance for rain this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.